WEBEX.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Good to be with you, folks. The Sons of Liberty. I'm going to read an excerpt. Many of you that are new listeners today may not have realized yet, but this Sunday, the ministry and Bradley were on in the New York Times on the front cover of the style section. It's a beautiful piece, and I encourage you to read it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's in our scrolling news items. It's right there at the top, and I'm going to read you a little excerpt. I think you're going to be shocked because, I mean, what would probably known as one of the most notable liberal news sources in the country, maybe the world, I don't know, but for sure the country, when people say the New York Times did a piece on them, usually it's a hit job, a lot of folks say. And this is just say. This is what people have said. I don't read the New York Times. I don't read many papers. I'm an information and a data collector, but I don't subscribe to any papers. But I think you guys will enjoy this article. And it may shock you on how it was written. I'm not going to say whether it was fair or unfair. I want you to decide. The band, this is a quote out of New York Times, the band is, and you can find that on sonsoflibertyradio.com in our scrolling media section, the band is just a part of the fist-pumping multimedia Bradley Dean machine, including a radio show with an avid following, Sons of Liberty, a Christian youth ministry you can run but you cannot hide international, as well as books and DVDs, and that he is built to spread the messages. Now, he puts in here, in a little quotation mark, to give a little bit of red meat to, I suppose, those that follow the Times. He has denounced homosexuality and has recently said something regarding the president, but you're going to have to read it. He has counted among his fans Michelle Bachmann, the Minnesota congresswoman, seeking the Republican presidential nomination. She has spoken of at two of his fundraising galas, via video in 2009, been a guest on his radio show, even sent a short letter to Mr. Dean in 2005, still posted on the ministry's website, commending him for a book he wrote called My War. There is no question Michelle Bachmann is... dot, dot, dot. You go read the rest. It's on sonsoflibertyradio.com. I just wanted to give you a taste of it. Great pictures. You're really going to enjoy reading this. You really are going to enjoy reading this. Now, folks, I need... Well, first I want to start with this. Let's go to the book of Amos. Amos, again, is another Hebrew prophet. Those Hebrew prophets caused a lot of trouble for wickedness and wicked men. even their own brethren, if you will, that chose to walk in wickedness. Amaziah was a priest. Now, what Amaziah did is he opened chapel for the king, and, you know, he said prayers for the king, and he had his clerical collar. He would have been considered probably the king's chaplain. Amaziah was a priest. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, that was where Jeroboam, who was the king at that time, had his capital. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. In other words, have you heard this radical, crazy preacher, Amos, standing, of all places, even in the king's city, outside of the king's chapel, conspiring against the king, this priest accuses Amos of. Now remember, the priest was responsible for sharing, teaching, instructing, and upholding the laws of God, that most holy covenant that promised the blessing to Israel if they abode in it. But now he's telling the king that the prophet is conspiring against him. He's against us! Now remember, the law does not discriminate against people that keep it. It's only those that break it. That's when discrimination comes in. And God's servants who uphold and magnify the law don't discriminate against anybody. Period. They just uphold the law. And if the law discriminates, it does, against unrighteousness. That's its job. It's all it can do. Like in the story Pilgrim's Progress, when Moses came running up to, I believe it was Faithful or Hopeful, it was one of the two, and he cast repeated blows at him. And Faithful or Hopeful said to Moses, stop, have mercy. Moses said, I can't. The law can't. But Christ, that great Redeemer, our veterans in this nation, they can sacrifice their blood so that you and I can have mercy. God shed his grace on thee, America. Amaziah continues, and the land is not able to bear his words. This preacher is so radical, we need to get rid of him. I mean, come on, do you hear what he's saying to us? He's saying we're wicked, we're corrupt, our enemies are going to destroy us, we're going to be cursed. All because we didn't follow the law. And here I am, a priest, and I know what the law says, and I think we're doing just fine. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive into their own land. Also, Amaziah, then, this priest, this apostate priest, and there's nothing new under the sun, folks. The world is filled with them and will be filled with them until Christ redeems this world and subdues all things unto himself, as it says in Scripture. This priest now turns to the prophet, and he's going to teach Amos. You know, I've been a priest a long time, and hey, I got this shiny chapel up in Bethel, and the king really likes me because I'm a good preacher. And boy, oh boy, Amos, you're crazy. You're nuts. Go feed your sheep. This is what he says. O thou seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah. Because that was where people were actually still spiritually strong, by the way. They weren't in Bethel. And there eat bread and prophesy there. Go be a preacher somewhere else. Mr. Amos, I know what's up. I got this covered. Me and the king are doing just fine. Are you and the king doing just fine in America right now, folks? It's the preacher's job to speak and uphold those laws. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. 1-877-807-9977. What document does that come from? Where does that eloquent wording come from? 1-877-807-9977. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. 1-877-807-9977. Come on, America. Tell me you're awake out there. You know where these words come from. I need you to share with the rest of your fellow Americans, where is that portion of text taken from? I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to give the number one more time. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And as always, when you call in and you get our questions, we have a gift for you. We want to give. That is our purpose, is to give, folks. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. And folks, you can be from any of the 57 states in these United States. Wait a minute. 57. What was it again? Oh, I wish we had that clip right now. Wouldn't that be great? There's only 50 states in the union, folks. 50 states in the union. Economic terrorism. Has anybody ever heard of that? You know, I just love this. We beat to death certain people that have ideologies that are foreign to America, that like to dwell on emotionalism and come up with terms and names and things like that. But I was shocked to find, well, I shouldn't say shocked. I don't even know that this is necessarily a big deal, but I do want to bring it up just to make a point. There's many companies out there right now, and many of you may be aware of this already, but there's an organization called Charity Give Back Group, and basically they go on and do e-commerce, and they get, you know, donation, or they get products. They sell products through their website, and then you can allocate a portion of your funds to go to certain nonprofit organizations. Some of those organizations happen to be churches or Christian ministries that take social views. I don't know how to call them social. I'll just take moral views on certain stances. And so what's happened is there's some in the radical communities across the country that have now boycotted stores because people can buy products and then they'll actually give donations to Christian ministries. I mean, I don't know who would be boycotting stores because Christian ministries are getting money. I mean, when everything went down in Haiti, was it the National Organization for Separation of Church and State that went down there and fed people? Was it the National Fool Coalition of Atheists? National Coalition of Atheists, a.k.a. the Foolish Coalition. Boy, that didn't go over very well. But was it them that were feeding people? Who takes care of business when it's time to take care of business? Usually those people with the Red Cross or crosses or churches or nonprofits that are religiously motivated and driven, because that is where charity belongs. And it's not forced. So people are protesting them. Mike Huckabee, actually, and many of you probably know who he is, he said, this is economic terrorism, to try to destroy a business because you don't like what some of the customer believes. To me, is unbelievable and un-American. You're correct, but I wouldn't go so far as to call it economic terrorism. We don't need to coin phrases for this. The point is that people that are right should stand up and say, yes, I want my money going to good organizations. If Walmart wants to give 10 cents out of every dollar to a Christian organization, God bless them. They're helping build America. We don't need to get caught up in this fancy name-calling economic terrorism. Just want to bring that up for a point of reference. Folks, if that's what they're doing, there is nothing wrong with boycotting or protesting. To me, it's silly and foolish. It's unbelievable. It's like boycotting against wood when you're in a wood boat in the middle of the ocean. You can't force me to touch wood! Okay, jump out of the boat then, dummy. Well, I don't want to do that. I want you to build me a metal boat and bring it out here and then pay for it and maintenance it. Come on, you get the point of the foolishness. Now, as we move along to a different topic, I want to bring up, because, you know, oftentimes people don't get sick and tired of something until after they hear it numerous times. And then when they're finally sick and tired of it, then you do it some more. And then they get really, 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 really sick and tired of it until they loathe it, despise it, and hate it. So what I'm bringing up now isn't necessarily news. I'm attempting to get you so sick and tired of it that you loathe it, that you never forget about it. Never, ever, ever forget about this stupid ideology that some folks have taken. Let's play Mrs. Sheila Jackson. Do we still have her? She tells the right media and blogs to shut up and stop playing racial politics, okay? Racial politics, racial politics. I know I'm beating a dead horse, but remember, I'm telling you this because until you get really, 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 really sick and tired of it, you know, it's kind of like that same song, you just shut the radio off. But, you know, a couple months later, you might turn it on and listen to it again because a couple months has went by. No, 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 I want you to be so pathetically sick of it that you burn the album and you never listen to it again. This is what we're dealing with. This is what Amos was dealing with back in the day. They would demonize Amos in the Bible that we referenced in the first segment. They would demonize that which is right and do anything they could. They'd do some name-calling. They would go make accusations. Nothing new under the sun, folks. Sheila Jackson, talking to the right media. Stop playing racial politics.
You have a wonderful analysis on this. So let me first say this. To all the bloggers, shut up and stop playing racial politics. It's the old line politics of pitting us against each other. That's one thing. And I understand. I've seen some of those headlines as well. And I can't wait to get to the floor of the House to challenge them on their pettiness and their opportunity that they have thought that they have been given for us to knock heads against each other. Let me tell you what my new mission is. My new mission
I've just said this
to the White House.
Okay, she's going to tell us her new mission. We're going to stop racial politics. It ain't about black and white and Mexican and Korean and all that stuff. You need to stop that. You need to shut up, she says. But now let me tell you what my plan is. Because I got a new plan. And this is her plan. Let's hear, because it should be stripped of all racial politics. I mean, obviously, she's upright. She's accusing somebody else of something that she'd never do. Because remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, lest you be judged. In other words, don't tell somebody not to do what you're doing. If you judge, judge rightly. Let's see if Ms. Sheila is judging rightly.
My new mission is, and I've said this to the White House, I want the Buy America to be real. I want the Buy America to be buy small businesses, African-American businesses, Latino and Asian, but in particular, our African-American businesses who heretofore couldn't even find the front door of government contracts.
Okay. Maybe I'm just feeling sorry for myself here. Because I am of the Caucasian persuasion. But I didn't hear anything about white folks in there. I mean, what about me? What about poor Jake on this radio network? How am I going to get listeners? How am I going to get funding to stay on the air? I might go broke. President, will you help me? Nope, nope, nope. Not if Sheila gets her plan. Poor white Jake doesn't get nothing. Dang it. Wouldn't you just love to be liberal where you just create the rules whenever you want? I mean, up is down, but only today. It might change tomorrow. Heck, it might change in 2 minutes. As a matter of fact, it changes when I say it changes. Okay, let's move on. Remember, I want you to get sick and tired of this. Let's go to Morgan Freeman. Let's just play this little clip, just a little section. Go ahead, let's shoot away. Go ahead. Morgan Freeman speaking on this topic. I'm stalling as best as I can till we get this thing up and rolling. Are we ready? No, we're not ready. The climax has burst. The balloon is falling from the ceiling to the ground as we continue talking. Okay, well then I will shift over here. The AP, let me know when you got that ready, okay? The AP is labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Now, many of you have heard this speech, and, you know, we could even play some of it. We might even play a section of it on this next break, but I want to get to this, okay? They're accusing the AP because when the president was dropping the G's, when the president was dropping the G's in his speech because he was in front of the Black Caucus, he said things like, take off your bedroom slippers, put on your marching shoes. And he says, shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We're going to have to press on. We have work to do. I'm going to come back with this. I'm going to play this little speech, and then I'm going to say, here's the newest group of racists in our country. Sons of Liberty Media, nobody has told me yet where I got that wording from. 877-807-9977. For this purpose, governments are instituted among men.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
We'll be right back.
the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want it? On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Where is that text taken from, American? 1-877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Don't just sit there and think about it. I know the answer. Tell America. And we've got something for you here at the Sons of Liberty, 877-807-9977. Now, let's play that speech that I was talking about, and then we're going to get into the next bit of racism. Now, again, what is the topic of this? What is the point of even bringing these topics up? Because people need to get so sick and tired of what is not right, what is not truth, what is false that conflicts with truth. Our job as preachers, as Christians in this country, are to make sure that false does not prevail, but the truth reigns supreme in our nation. We've got to understand that when a liar comes to pass, he doesn't speak the truth in pureness. He uses truth to try to vindicate his lie. He tells a little bit of truth, but it's always impure. It's always imperfect. It hasn't gone through the fire. But folks, you and I are the fire. We got to turn the heat up to see what the impurities are in our society, in our leaders, in our churches, in ourselves. That is the point, and that is the purpose of dissecting issues like this. And folks, we've got to be so sick and tired of it that it's not like that old song that we're okay to listen to it once every 6 months. We want to burn the record, get rid of it, so that we don't tolerate it to the point where it never pops its ugly, disgusting head up again. I watched a movie trailer last night by Ray Comfort, who's a friend of this ministry. It's called 180 Movie. I encourage you to go to it, 180movie.com. He's questioning young people. Do they even know who the man Adolf Hitler was? I was shocked to see how many people didn't even know who he was or what he did. Now, if we should be discussing with anybody, he's always held as the great standard of evil. And folks, evil comes in a lot more forms than a man with a funny mustache. The point is they didn't even recall who he was. Are we destined then to, in our ignorance, repeat what was such a travesty only 60, 70 years ago? This card when it's through, should never be able to be thrown on the table again. Let's play this speech. Now, I want you to listen to the president talking. I want you to hear what he says and how he talks. Notice where he's talking, too. This is not typical presidential rhetoric. This is not generally the tone inflection that he uses, nor the style of wording. What do they call it? Eubonics? I can't remember. But it's not the typical style that he uses when he's addressing the press. And I don't know if this is the reason. I don't want to insinuate that it is, but he's in front of the Black Caucus. That could be why his tone inflection, I'm mispronouncing that. Wow, I can't even talk. People are going to say, who are you talking to, Jake? I'm talking to you. Now let's listen to the president, quick.
Take off your bedroom slippers. Put on your marching shoes. Shake it off. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do. CBC, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Wow. Did you hear that? No separation of church and state there, baby. God bless you and God bless the United States. I wonder which God he's referring to. I just do. I really, seriously do. Shake it off. Stop complaining. And I'm saying it that way. This is the way that the AP labeled it. They transcribed it out. Stop complaining. No G. Stop grumbling. No G. Stop crying. No G. An author by the name of Karen Hunter complained that the news service transcribed Obama's speech without cleaning it up, as other outlets did. They specifically dropped the G's because he said it that way. She said that the AP didn't fix Obama's grammar because of the color of his skin. Are you sick of it yet? I'm sick of talking about it. While failing to mention the fact that transcripts of... that doesn't matter. She then ventured further into the realms of absurdity, claiming the AP writer was using a secret code through which to express his racism. It's the code word. If you're racist, you use codes in your transcripts. Now, I know that's exactly what they said, word for word, and I copied it verbatim, but it's a code word for racism. Same people that told us 2 years ago that people who were against health care were obviously racist. I mean, come on! Listen, if you're not in favor of health care, it's obvious you're racist. Hello? Let's keep going. That is such a dead horse. Dead, 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 dead. Well, let's listen to Morgan Freeman. It's not quite dead. I can still hear it neighing. Did you hear it? The horse isn't dead. Let's kill it.
The Tea Partiers, who are controlling the Republican Party, their stated policy, publicly stated, is to do whatever it takes to see to it that Obama only serves one term. What underlines that? Screw the country. We're going to do whatever we do to get this black man. We're going to do whatever we can to get this black man out of here.
But is that necessarily a racist thing?
It is a racist thing.
Is it not just Republicans? Wouldn't they say that about any Democrat?
No, because they would have gotten rid of Bill Clinton if they could have.
But they tried.
They did try, but still.
But I'm darn falling all over myself and making no sense. I'm sorry, that Bill was white. And Obama's half white. But still, he says. But still. You know what that phrase means? But still, everything I said was stupid, but still, I could start over right now.
Can't erase that blackboard. It's on CNN. It's all over the country. You know, I'm having a hard time because, you know, I love my conservative brethren, people that want to conserve liberties, people that exalt law, that understand that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, I want to talk of another racist. According to this ideology, according to what's been just told us, these topics, these people, these great people filled with innumerous amounts of intellect and wisdom and knowledge to lead and guide us into heights of prosperity and peace that we've never experienced in America. I want to talk about a new racist who just stepped on the scene. He's actually growing in popularity right now. Now, again, I'm speaking facetiously according to this type of mentality that we just covered, that we were beating. That horse is dead. He's not neighing anymore. So let's just take their mentality on, shall we, folks? There's a new racist on the scene. He's climbing in the polls. He's got to be, because of the fact he's climbing the polls and growing in such immense popularity amongst Tea Partiers and conservatives, you know he's got to be racist. Tea Party support him? Racist. Oh, yeah. And he's climbing in the polls. He came from out of nowhere, virtually. Which really means he's racist. I've heard that he has bonfires in his backyard at night and chants racial slurs. This is according to their mentality, folks. He's even in the Republican Party. Yep, he's rising in the polls right now because of his expertise in racism. Oh, you think you're a good racist? Wait till you meet this guy. I'm telling you what, this guy has got racism figured out. Matter of fact, Fox News just did a poll. Shows that this man who's from Atlanta, well, that really means he's racist, has now caught up with the plummeting Rick Perry and is within single digits of the leader Mitt Romney in the polls to be a presidential candidate for the Republican Party. You heard Morgan Freeman. It's the goal of this party to get rid of Obama so they can... Because, I mean, that's racist because he's black, of course. I mean, duh. He's half white, too. I just wanted to throw that in there. Sorry. Have you heard of this man? This new man that's on the scene. Does anybody know who this new man is? 877-807-9977. This new well-groomed Republican that the Republicans have been grooming because of his racist ideology? 877-807-9977 just slipped into number 3 in the polls because he's so doggone good at racism. 1-877-807-9977. Do you know the man's name? Has anybody heard about him? He's so racist, he's making headlines in the papers. Now you know you got to be racist if you're doing that. All right, I'm not going to wait for you to call. I'm just going to tell you who he is. Herman Cain. Come on, folks. I think now the horse is officially dead. It's beaten, and it's buried. Who is one of the most popular candidates right now, or one of the most popular individuals running to be the Republican candidate? He's African American. As a matter of fact, he's more African-American, if you look at this, than even the president we have right now. Because the president we have right now was raised by his white mother. And this man is straight up from Georgia. And he's black. He's got no shame about it. How do we reconcile that? Easy. It's a lie. You all know it is. And again, why do I bring it up? And you know what? You're probably thinking to yourself, I'm so sick of this. Talk about something else. I'm glad, and I'm glad you're saying that. That's the very purpose that I'm bringing this up. That this never, ever, ever, this card never, ever, ever gets dealt again. Now, we got more interesting topics coming up next segment, but I wanted to bring that to pass. Next segment is the last segment. It's your last opportunity to tell me where this phrase is. To secure those rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. 877-8-
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
All right, folks, as I said last segment, this is your last segment to answer my question that I asked in the very beginning. For this reason, governments are instituted among men and derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. 1-877-807-9977. Where in the world does that phrase come from? Don't let me down here. I know you're sharp enough to know. You should live by these words. That's the reason you listen to this show, to understand how to be more vigilant, to guard and protect your rights, and against tyranny. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 36, and Moses said to the people, "Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day." We're speaking in Deuteronomy, the books of the law. He says, which you shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. And we need to read that again. This may be new to some of you. Well, I thought that law is done. It's old. We're all in Jesus now. Everything's cool. He said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe, to do. Command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. Okay, Jake, great scripture. What's the point? Point is, Moses, inspired by God, speaking that, because God knows that a lot of folks are going to be aiming at your children, this next generation. That is where the battlefield, the policy in the classroom of one generation will be the policy of politics in the next. Abraham Lincoln. Because he knew what comes into a generation, as they get older, they rule. So we have two approaches here.
Well, just let them play the Xbox. Let them watch TV. Send them to a daycare. Send them to a public school. Heck yeah. Send them.
Are you telling me that I would have to teach my kids? Teach my kids? Yeah, that's a good joke, right? How many mothers are stay-at-home moms, and they're so busy? Oh, I'm doing so much! I mean, like, I gotta get my nails done at, like, 10. Which means I gotta get out of bed by at least 9:30. And then, you know, I'm gonna get my hair cut and highlighted again because I need to turn it, you know, I need to turn it yellow this week because red last week just wasn't cutting it, you know? I mean, how in the world did I have time to homeschool my children? Besides, I never went to college. Okay, let me just tell you the key ingredient to teaching your children. Love. Are you saying that I don't love my kids? I mean, I just went out and I bought them like a $7,000 surround sound television system for their room in the basement. So they don't ever have to have me bugging them. I mean, I can't even believe you'd judge me saying I don't love my children. Are you nuts? They have their own satellite dish. I don't even mess with their lives. I don't even get involved with them. So they don't ever have to tell me to butt out. I know how to love my kids. We can deal with our children that way. Oh, I'm sorry. That was an extreme, wasn't it? How about those of you that suck down a pack of cigarettes every day?
Cigarettes isn't in the Bible, Jake.
What are you talking about, man?
It's not bad. I can be a Christian and smoke. Besides, the company I buy my cigarettes from is a Christian company. George Washington grew tobacco. Ha ha!
Folks, you equip yourselves with foolishness. Moses says plain and simple to us all. And I'm glad those of you listening have taken heed to this because you understand the importance of reaching that next generation. And I'm about to share with you somebody else who does too. God knew when he commanded Moses to command the people that they shall command their children to observe to do all the words of the law. Speak of it at night, it said, at your kitchen tables.
Well, I don't ever eat meals with my son. Why would I do that?
Do all the words of the law. Because God understood that somebody is always going after your generation. When Christ was sitting down and the people brought the infants unto him and the children, what did the apostles do? They rebuked him. Get those kids away from Jesus. Man, he's important. Don't you see we got diplomats to speak to today? Don't you see the Pharisees are having Jesus over for dinner? And this could be our chance to get the gospel into the hierarchy of our society. Get those kids. What are you doing, Mom? Get them away. What did Jesus say? He rebuked them. He said, suffer the kids to come to me, the children, to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. If you don't receive the kingdom of heaven like a child, you're not going to enter in. He said, woe unto that man, insinuating a curse that they would be damned if they harm one of these little ones, speaking of children. It would be better that a millstone, a gigantic granite rock, would be tied to their neck and them thrown into the water than if they offend one of these little ones and maybe live 80 years of their life and get away with it. But on judgment day, it will be a terror unto them because God cares about that generation. We don't, we accept others raising up our teens. MTV, Bob Pittman said, the main thing to do is get their emotions going. Once you've got their emotions going, you've got them. He said, at MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. What, are you crazy? We own them. We own the 14-year-olds. Now, how many 14-year-olds around this country act like their parents. Okay, there's an exception to every rule, I understand. How many wear their hair the same way that their parents wear it? Dress the same way that their parents dress? Listen to the same music? Share the same thought processes and hobbies of their parents? Where are they getting that influence from? We've done public high school assemblies. You walk into a school, you can see exactly where the influence is coming from. Look at Billboard, the top 10. Look at the way they dress, act, talk, the attitudes they carry. There's your influence. So MTV, with its stranglehold upon this generation, because somebody has dropped the ball, according to the New York Post, what you would think was an unthinkable move, MTV, the network, has hosted a youth town hall last October called A Conversation with President Obama and made Rock the Vote famous. This is what I'm getting at. Who's going for your kids? Well, President Obama did. Has reportedly declined, but now MTV is declining a request by the president on his reelection campaign to help the president connect with young Americans. Have you heard anybody else approaching MTV to try to reach the next generation? I wouldn't approach them, but the concept is that somebody is approaching them. We played last week about the college kid who screamed out, "I love you!" And what did the president say? "If you love me, then pass the bill." In contrast to Christ, who says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Obama's reelection campaign to help the president connect with young Americans. What's more, the network allegedly did so on the grounds that it does not get involved in political campaigns. That's irrelevant. According to the New York Post, because this is where the president sat here, Obama's Get Out the Vote to Vote campaign, Get Out the Vote campaign, run by Buffy Wicks, feared that the high unemployment rate among millennials, that would be this past generation, will turn young voters off to the president. You mean they're actually going to see, they're actually going to understand that all the hype and garbage he was blowing at them was fake? Yeah, they're scared of that. So they're going for the kids. Folks, are you going for the kids? Are you forgetting about that generation? Remember, their policy, this generation, if they see you forgot about them, when their policy comes to pass, they're forgetting about you. And they're going to hold you accountable for what you did not do. There was a young lady who went to school and she was filled with a lot of ideas and thoughts. And she was going to grow up to be a liberal and a socialist and be president of the United States. And she was going to help end poverty and homelessness across the country. So her dad said to her, "Okay, that's a great idea, Peggy. Good for you. I'm glad you're thinking that way. Now, I've got something that you can do. You can help all those homeless people. You come with me down to work tomorrow, and we'll hire you, and you can clean the hallways and the stairs for me, and I'll pay you, and then you can go give the money to the poor people so they can have houses." Peggy says, "Wait a second. Well, that's stupid. Why don't the poor people just go get a job at your office and scrub the floors and work? And then they can have money of their own." And he said, "Welcome to becoming a constitutionalist and American, Peggy." Folks, I appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back with you tomorrow, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.